Picks: President Trump lands in UK for state visit, will meet with Queen May. By Victoria Friedman on June 3, 2019. President of the United States of America Donald J. Trump and First Lady Melania Trump have arrived in the United Kingdom for the president's state visit. Landing at just after 9 a.m. local time on Monday at London Stansted Airport, President Trump and the First Lady were greeted by Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt, U.S. Ambassador to the UK Woody Johnson, and senior Stansted staff amongst others. The President and First Lady Trump then flew in Marine One to Ambassador Johnson's residence, Winfield House in Regent's Park, ahead of the first day's events. President Trump is in the UK for a three-day state visit. A state visit is when a head of state of a foreign country is invited by the head of state, in this case, Queen Elizabeth II, with the President and First Lady being guests of the Queen. President Trump came to the UK last summer for a working visit, where he met with the monarch and prime minister. The Trump's trip coincides with events to commemorate the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landings, and the president will be attending a ceremony in Portsmouth in the south of England later this week. Another feature of the trip will be President Trump's last bilateral meeting with Prime Minister Theresa May, who announced last month that she would be stepping down as the head of the Conservative Party on June 7, with a leadership contest to take place shortly thereafter to appoint a new party leader and prime minister, the frontrunner being former Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson. President Trump said last week that he may meet with Mr. Johnson and Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage during his trip, the latter whom he praised for his victory in the recent European Parliament elections where Farage's Brexit Party came in first. On Monday afternoon, President Trump will have a ceremonial welcome with a gun salute at Buckingham Palace, attended by Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Charles, the Prince of Wales, and Camilla, the Duchess of Cornwall, where there will be a private lunch. Later, the President will take a tour of Westminster Abbey and then meet the Duke and Duchess of Cornwall for tea at their residence in Clarence House. In the evening, there will be a state banquet at Buckingham Palace. Both the Queen and President will make speeches before the meal. On Tuesday, President Trump will have a business breakfast at St. James's Palace with Prime Minister May and business leaders, followed by talks at No. 10, Downing Street, followed by a joint press conference, before dinner at the residence of Ambassador Johnson. On his last day of the UK's leg of his trip, he will travel to Southsea, Portsmouth, for D-Day celebrations, before travelling on to the Republic of Ireland to meet with Taoiseach, Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar, followed by a trip to President Trump's golf course at Doonbeg, County Clare.